When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Care Of. Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. They are made specifically for you, and you don't even have to leave the house. We'll discuss more about Care Of later in the show, but use promo code ROSE at takecareof.com for 25% off your first month. Oh, oh my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. Such an exciting mental all, which is normally so boring. We accept this rose. I accept your rose. I will accept your rose. Yeah, I accept your rose. Oh my God, I accept. I think I'm number two. Great.
You're more than a rose.
Thank you so much. I'm a thorny bush. Special, will you accept this rose? Mantel All Edition. My name is Ard Marine, and I am coming to you from my upholstered garage. It is gonna get muggy in here, so at some point we're going to open the doors and you'll hear water sounds. That's what's happening. With me today, I am so excited. There is a gal who is a huge Bachelor fan. She is a podcast fan. She texts me funny things about the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give her a proper intro.
Karen McCullough, she wrote the movie Legally Blonde. That's right, motherfucker, she created Elle Woods. Can you handle it? She's also a bombshell. Speaking of bombshells, she may or may not have created the movie House Bunny. I'm impressed by her and 10 Things I Hate About You. Can I borrow $10,000?
Yes! Karen McCullough! Gentlemen,
I can't believe you wrote me a song.
You got a song? Of course you got a song. Oh, this is my friend Karen McCullough.
Hello.
She, I'm proud of you. She wrote Legally Blonde. Like, she That's created amazing. Elle Woods. She wrote House Bunny. She wrote 10 Things I Hate About You. She wrote Ella Enchanted. Like, you're one of the most successful screenwriters ever. But you're mostly known.
True,
you're mostly
you.
Known for claim The Bachelor.
I am. That is my claim to fame.
So thank you so much for joining. How long have you watched The Bachelor?
Since the second season.
Okay.
But I dipped out when the guy that was like the fisherman was on.
Okay. I only watched two in the beginning. I watched Andrew Firestone and Meredith, and then I tapped out after Jen Scheff when she wouldn't pick somebody. I was mad at her. Now, I've been back in since Caitlin. Of Caitlin, JoJo, Rachel, Becca, and Hannah, who's your favorite bachelorette of those five?
I would have said Rachel up until the end when she, lost her mind and didn't go with Peter.
Yeah, she lost her mind.
Yeah.
But I loved Caitlin. I loved Caitlin.
Yeah, it was cool.
Caitlin cried a lot, though, by the end. She was a lot of tears.
Yeah. Well, I didn't like Hannah at all until the last two episodes.
I know, me too.
I agree.
Okay, wait, here we go. Here's an intro. Oh my God! No, that has to stop.
I'm the third voice.
Oh my God! There's another voice. Let's get an intro happening, ladies.
She's my friend. She plays my daughter on the TV show Insatiable.
Have I heard this?
Oh, she's a lady. She looks like a teen. She makes me laugh. Her name is Irene Joy.
Hi, Irene Joy.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
I made you a song. Did you like it?
I loved that song. I like how you just threw in the choy, because there's really not much that rhymes too much with choy.
No, but I, yeah.
Boy. No, I guess there is.
Boy. Boy.
I take that back.
Ahoy. Rhyming is very low on my list of priorities when I craft my songs.
It should be.
If you think that I actually take rhyming into account.
A true songwriter does not take rhyming into account.
No, when you have the gift that I've been given, when you've got the real depths of just feeling it that I have, it just comes out.
It's not about the rhyme. It's about the rhythm.
Exactly it.
Iambic pentameter.
Then when you've got the rhythm that I've got, watch out. Okay, who did you like as a bachelor of those five?
I did not watch Caitlin.
Oh, she was great.
I will say the last Bachelorette watch I watched before was quite a while back, so it was Jillian.
So everybody liked Jillian, but I missed her.
Everyone did like Jillian. Okay, so I'm going to take her out of the running.
So we have Becca, Rachel,
JoJo,
and Hannah. Becca was sweet but boring. JoJo just liked, what's his name, from the beginning. She just liked Jordan from the beginning. So it was not that fun.
Yeah, she liked Aaron Rodgers' brother.
Yeah, so it's down to Rachel or Hannah.
I'm gonna stick with Becca. Becca was a little boring.
Total bore.
But I think she treated a lot of people with equal respect.
Okay. All right. I don't need respect on my show, but I like you and I appreciate it. Hi, Katie. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
All right, you guys, let's get into it. Last night, Men Tell All. Wow. I mean, let's just start with Luke coming back with the ring in the pocket. He's a psycho, right? He's a psychopath.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. He'll be in prison someday.
He will be, right?
Mm-hmm. I hope.
For hitting somebody.
Yeah.
He's going to
Every time they show him balling his fist and the camera zooms in on it. He would have completely hit her had the cameras not been on him the night she said she fucked in the windmill.
Yeah.
I'm surprised no one has come out and said something.
That's
what I've been wondering about. I'm like, I wake up daily and I'm like, where's my news?
Yeah.
About
like a college thing. A college thing.
Yeah, someone being like, he hit me.
He hit me.
He looked like he was going to take her head and just
bash it
against the van.
Yeah, take her by the hair and smash her head.
His eyes go black.
Like a shark.
His pupils dilate to the point I have wondered if he's on drugs.
I think it could be steroids.
It could be steroids. That body feels unreal. Yeah. I mean,
whatever he's taking, it's causing a disconnect between his brain and reality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because he is completely delusional at this point.
Yeah. And it feels like that coupled with like drugs and delusion coupled with a faith gives him this weird untouchable.
Like a condescending faith.
I'm Christian. Yeah. You guys are not. Yeah. Therefore, I am absolved all the shit that I do.
Or you're not Christian in the right way.
Yeah.
You're not doing it right. It's like, I'm the leader of this house.
I'm the faith leader.
The leader of the house thing was wow.
They must be Southern Baptist, right? It feels like they're on some extreme level.
Yeah,
it's more than that. It's got to be evangelical.
Oh, the ones that talk in tongues.
Oh, God. That father seemed like
he might have invented his own religion. You go.
Shower Jesus.
Yeah.
Shower Jesus religion.
He strikes me as someone who could start his own cult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honestly. Oh, for sure.
Like someone who could be you know what, the Lord. Yes. Hath spoketh to me. Mm-hmm.
I was looking at him.
And has chosen me as leader.
And I was thinking about some fucked up ladies out there that would be the kind of woman that dates a prisoner would be I want Luke Cage.
I had that exact thought. My friends last night were he's ruined his life. He'll never get a girl
again.
True. I'm like,
no.
The Menendez brothers are married in prison right now. Yes. Of course Luke P is going to get a crazy lady.
I bet he's got a bunch of crazy ladies out there that are like, you can control me.
Right. Yeah.
You're
exactly.
righteous, Luke. Mm-hmm. So, we're starting at the beginning, which was right at the end of when she kicked him out. We didn't discuss too much last week, and Scott brought up after the fact how great her jacket was. That red leather jacket for her to, like, it was almost as if she'd been drugged and it, like, left her system and she could, like, find, like, it was like she'd been possessed and the demon was out and she looked like a different person. She had a sense of humor. She looked lighter. And she's, like, in that red leather jacket and is, like, get out.
It was like the end of Grease when Sandy changed
yes.
out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Was wardrobe in on this? Was there a wardrobe consult yeah. who came in and was like, hold on, cut.
Yeah.
I got the perfect outfit for this.
It did feel like the perfect.
I would not be surprised.
I mean, she does love a crazy, her like cutaway dress. So there she is. She's starting the rose ceremony.
She likes a fun outfit.
She loves a fun, like that crazy I Dream of Jeannie yeah. cutaway dress.
Yeah, it felt very 90s with her hairstyle, like bun with
no,
the
it was
bangs.
Vivian and Pretty Woman. That was yes. the exact style with that dress.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It was the gown style. Or it was the gown. It was
yeah. the long version of the
like,
hooker dress.
Yes. Like if he took her to the opera, but all he did was like sew on more fabric.
Yeah, exactly.
When he eats her hand with the like the box and she goes, ow, oh. Anyway, apparently Richard Gere improvised that and Julia Roberts didn't know he was going to eat
her hand.
And
that was a real
hand.
Laugh.
And that was a real
that
laugh.
That was a
you
real
guys.
Julia Roberts.
That was a
head throwing, all teeth
yeah.
showing laugh.
Oh
which
my God.
I do not look like or sound like that when I laugh.
No, it's funny. I had a friend just speaking of like insanely beautiful. I had a friend who met Debbie and was like, what does like, how does Debbie like, what kind of skincare? Like, and I'm like, what is she like, basically trying to figure out how to look. I'm like, that's like saying like, how can I fly? You yeah. know what I mean? Like, it's like,
don't try.
How like somebody like Debbie or like a Julia Roberts when somebody's like, how can I look like, how can I have a head throwing laugh? And like, how, it's like, how can I be a giraffe? Like you just, it's yeah. not, you yeah. either are born that way or you're not.
Yeah.
I went to the. I had this Greek hairdresser when Pretty Woman came out.
Yes.
And I was like, give me a perm like Julia Roberts.
Yes.
And he's like, you want to look like that? I tell you what you do. You go to the store and you buy a wig like she did.
Oh. Wow. Was that a wig?
I don't think so. But,
oh, but she had the wig and the. She had the little. She had the little bob wig.
I wanted the curls, though.
You would look good in the curls.
It's impossible.
That was like the Mystic Pizza era. She yeah. had the big hair. That was yeah. a good one, too.
You can't buy those curls. You got to grow them.
Kids out there, kids, if you're like, oh, the 80s are fun now that I'm watching Stranger Things, let me give you a movie recommendation. Treat yourself to Mystic Pizza.
Oh, yeah. Such a good movie.
Such a good movie. A young Lily Taylor falling in love with a Vincent D'Onofrio pre-SVU, and he's the fisherman.
I will say that the other one, her name is just slipping my mind.
Annabeth Gish.
Falling oh, yeah. in love with the
architect. All the men.
With her
boss.
Maybe boss.
Yeah, the boss. The
yeah,
nanny.
She's babysit.
She's
a nanny.
And she falls in love with the dad.
Didn't he go on to become a villain in Melrose Place? I believe he did.
Was that Doug? Was that Doug?
No, I think he was like Allison's boss
okay,
who got
great.
Rapey or something.
Okay, wait a minute. That is fucked up that she fell in love with the boss.
And like that wouldn't happen in a newer updated script.
Yeah, like when he took her stargazing on the roof. Like it's supposed to be sweet and it's like, bitch, this
she's
is your nanny.
Teenager.
That's your teen nanny. You're disgusting, you creep.
Yeah.
Okay, so she goes... you don't own me. Like, you're just saying, if you've had sex, I'm going home. I finally got clarity on you. I don't want you to be my husband. I answer to the Lord. I don't answer to Luke. So then tonight, they're picking up where we left off. And she basically, she shows up in her cutout gown with her hair with the two curls in the front. I felt like I tried to do that hair. That was a very late 90s, early
yeah.
I tried and it looked terrible.
I have too much.
You tried this morning.
Yeah. It looked terrible.
Yeah, it was strange. Her choice and like she loves a fun look and her choice of what
I think
she
it's
went.
A pageant thing
it
in
was.
Her.
It's the pageant.
What was that dress though?
What was it? Was
it looked like a swimsuit or something?
It was the Pretty Woman hooker dress, but long.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was a long. Yeah, that was,
oh,
a, that was a classy version of that.
That was
no, I didn't like it.
She, but are the guy who was like the main inspiration on Insatiable? He pageant coached. Her.
Bill Alverson.
Did he like
yes.
her?
I don't know. I think he did say that she is exactly how she is. Should like I? What we see is what she is. I know that doesn't sound like much, but
I'm going to open the doors. Hold, please. Pause. Okay. So there we are with the rose ceremony. Peter, Tyler, and Jed. She goes, All the dates were amazing. Have you noticed she says a K on everything?
Amazing.
They were all amazing. I have been loved so fearlessly and wholeheartedly. I just love the kind of phrasing around the fantasy suites, like loved fearlessly. What does that even, like, what happened in those? Could you believe she didn't fuck Tyler?
No, she will regret that till her dying day.
I regret that.
Especially when she gets 40, she's going to be like, God damn it.
She blew it.
Yeah. That was...
Because he's not going to win, and he's the best.
Yeah.
She's
really going to
so beautiful,
that.
It hurts my eyes sometimes.
And he seems nice.
It's... Yes.
I love him so much.
He's also a dancer, you guys.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He's like... So he's like the... he's like Flashdance... you know,
like what's his name, Kevin Bacon?
Yeah, he's Kevin Bacon. Yeah.
Last night when Luke showed up and like the look on Tyler's face when he was being like, or what? I immediately thought if there was like a pay-per-view event where Tyler gets to beat up Luke for charity, like we could solve world hunger.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, yeah. They would make so much money.
Amazing amounts of money.
Talking about fun fashion. Luke's taste in suits should have been horrible. A red flag.
And the purple socks.
The purple socks, the like, electric blue Steve Harvey suit is not good.
Which we now found out he was fitted for to propose in.
I mean,
fitted in that?
He was saying about that. He was getting fitted for his proposal
But he's
suit.
Like, fit me a larger jacket. His jacket always feels too big.
Which is
big.
What I thought was weird. Yeah. I was like, look at... the guys are very... I will say Tyler has an excellent choice in fashion.
He does, except he tailors his pants
a little
too
tight.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't mind that.
You don't?
No.
Even on Jed has like the thigh... Like they're almost like leggings, but they're made of like twill, you know? So it's like they're cloth, but they're so tight. Well, and he's got like meaty thighs.
It's like showing your ankles is trendy to these like hot dudes.
Yeah.
The cropped ankle.
You don't mind it.
Not on Tyler.
Yeah.
Tyler's the only person that's never bothered me on.
I didn't mind it when Dean wore capris.
Dean wore pants that had elastic at the hem, like sweatpants.
I didn't mind that. I did not mind Dean's capris. I am excited for Dean to be back in paradise with his mustache.
I can't stand Jed's pants. They're so tight. It's upsetting.
Yeah, Jed. And he's got the wrong build for it. He's like a bow-legged and he's a cute guy.
But like, it's not even that they're ankle pants. They're just too tight. Like, it looks
his
like
thighs.
His like, dick can't breathe.
Oh.
Like, it can't.
It's terrible.
Is that what made him so grumpy on his fantasy suite?
Yeah.
My dick can't breathe.
Before we go, who do you think she's going to cut at the next rose? Who do you think is going to be cut down to two? Who's Tyler?
I think Tyler's going to go, unfortunately. It's going to kill us all.
But that might mean I think you have a better shot of being the bachelor if you're number three than number two. Better to be three than two. Mm-hmm.
I don't think he will be bachelor, although I would love to see that.
You think it's going to be Peter or Mike?
I could see it being Peter. Yes. And
Katie's been saying all season it's going to be Peter because he's a pilot.
Yeah, they would love that. Can you imagine the puns? Like, imagine how much fun they'd have. Like, he would fly them on the date.
Yeah, they would love that.
And he's also, like, he's kind of perfect for it where he's, like, he's a sweet guy. He's really good looking, but he's not too hot. Mm-hmm. He's just kind of
they
basic.
They pick very
they like
neutered.
Basic.
They pick basic. They always pick basic bachelors. Always.
But he did a weird thing last night when Luke showed up. I was watching the three faces.
Talk to me.
And he was completely expressionless. Whereas Peter was.
Yes.
And Tyler, his lower half of his face was expressionless, but his eyes were dancing like, fuck yes.
Yes.
And then Jed's over there doing a little jig. Taking credit.
I talked to her.
He's like, she hears me.
Yeah.
It was such an odd reaction. But he was happy, but only because he thought he was responsible for that.
Whereas
Tyler was just like, oh my God, I'm so glad this guy's going home. And Peter was just like, what does this mean? I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, you're right. Because Tyler was sort of like, I honestly think Tyler's such a good guy that he just wants her to be happy. Mm-hmm. And I think in his mind, even if I don't get to be with her, she's going to get a good guy. Yeah. Like, I think that's in his – he's, like, that good of a guy.
Yeah.
Which is why he should
be
bachelor.
For some reason, I don't see him being bachelor either. Like, I just see him, like,
he's Tyler.
Yeah, I almost see him saying no to
he's
it or
so
something.
Pure.
Yeah.
He's almost like Peter that said no to Rachel.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, I just. Who was like, also the hottest guy they ever had. Those two are the two hottest guys they ever had.
It would also ruin Tyler, and that upsets me.
Yeah, it would. You can't come out of that without being, like, fucked up. It just, you get through the machine. If you are the one to choose. Yeah. I feel like Rachel's Peter is the only person who remained pure that went through that system. Because mm-hmm. he tapped out.
And he still lives in fucking Wisconsin, and he has his like workout business. Yeah. And I'm sure like does better because of this.
Yeah.
But he just like went back to being a normal dude. And he's like, all right, well, I was on TV and everyone loved me and I'm
he
fine.
He was so hot with that space between his teeth and his salt and pepper hair.
The way that he pulled off salt and pepper hair and the way that Ari had it, was so different.
Yeah.
Peter was hot as all get out. And that bod, holy moly.
And he was just, like, nice, too.
He was nice. He was a good...
And he was, like, I remember he, like, went through being, like, an anorexic model.
Yes, he had an eating disorder.
I get it.
He did.
Yeah, he had and he advocated. He was like, guys can have it, too. Like, it's okay to speak. Like, he took away the stigma of a man having an eating disorder.
And you know what's also interesting?
I love that.
Is you know that Rachel really, really, really liked him because she... hated him like an ex.
Yes.
Scorned her. Yes. Even though he didn't do anything wrong.
No, when she said, I'm living my best life, that when she went down 58 points.
You could literally hear America turning away from her. Yes.
Yeah.
No, and it doesn't even matter what she does. After that, like, she lost him in that one moment. Everyone was with her. They felt sorry for her. They couldn't believe she got left. And then, like, America was like, bye.
And then she got kind of mean.
Yeah, she was like, this process is clearly not for you.
It's not cut out for you. Why would you even come on in a show like this?
She shamed him because she didn't want him to be the bachelor.
Get out of here. You're just jealous.
I think that's a good call.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Because I think I agree with you. And it seems like every time they are interviewed still, she'll be like, see, he is the one I should... Like, it's like, if you really thought that much, you don't have to keep saying it.
Look how good I'm doing, you guys. I'm doing great.
Things are fine. Things are so good. I'm crazy busy.
I'm engaged to a set of abs, okay? Yeah.
Doctor, I'm a chiropractor.
With fake cheeks.
Yeah.
With cheek implants.
You're right, the cheek implants. I forgot about the cheek implants.
Why are they not married yet? It's been 2 years, right?
I saw their wedding registry on Yahoo.
God, I feel like they're all... But I feel like they're always having bachelorette parties. They're always having... Like, it's like the bride that drags it out. It's
it takes a while to write up a prenup.
Ah. Especially, remember his mom?
Oh my God.
Mother-in-law. She was just an intense Cuban lady who was not having it.
Cut your hair on the chow. That's what that's... By the way, if you're just tuning in, I'm very bad at accents and they all sound offensive. And I'm sorry. All of them, no matter what, eventually sound like a leprechaun.
Generically ethnic.
They sound like a leprechaun and that's why I don't... book a lot of I can do Southern. Okay, so then, so here we are. We're at the mental all. She's got the cutouts. Peter? Do we have? Oh yeah, Peter. We have a Peter. Peter goes, I'm crazy in love with her. I do. And she goes, I love them all in completely different ways. And then Tyler's like, I feel confident. I feel good. I love this girl. She's a special girl. I love the simplicity of Tyler.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's simple. He's a simple guy. Jed goes, I feel better. I finally, and she says, I finally was hit by what everybody else was saying. And then they're all just waiting, and they're kind of making fun. They're like, now we get to wait for the great Luke. And like, no regrets. Fuck that guy. And then Luke shows – we see him in the car. He's in some van filming himself. He's in like a cargo van. Where is he?
Yeah, was it – did he – he's filming himself, which makes me wonder if he Ubered himself to there.
The production was so in on this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, how did he get the funds for a ring? Where did he get the ring?
And they wouldn't have let him on set otherwise. Like, they knew.
That is true.
They also fucked her over because they knew he was there. They knew he had a ring in his pocket because they told her after the fact. And Chris Harrison goes, okay, Hannah, it's time. There's three guys. They knew there was four. Yeah. They are not her friend.
They ruined it for her. Yeah. And they've done this twice now. It's like, why are they trying to give her such a shitty journey?
And then they're going to make her cry every time. They're never your friend. They're the worst frenemy you could have. Mm. And they make it seem like I'm the one you could trust. I've got your back.
Right.
And then Luke was like, well, I just need clarity or closure. I love her and I want to share my heart with her and I know she loves me. And it was a big mistake, but that's all right. And I know that I'm on my way with a ring and I want to prove to her how serious I am. And he walks in and...
But wait, you're forgetting how he said, I know she thinks I don't want to be with her after what she told me.
Yes.
Again, me.
Yeah, there is a way that I know, no way that I'd want to be with her anymore. It's like
he also doesn't blink when he says,
because he's got shark eyes.
Have you noticed that he doesn't blink?
Honestly, I feel like he for real could kill somebody.
I feel like he
doesn't have
somebody emotions.
He's sociopathic. There was,
you know who felt like that a few years ago, who was really fun until he wasn't fun? I mean, Chad was so fun until it was like, oh, and I wonder if it's steroids. Like, they both felt roidy. Yeah.
Well, they don't make you happy.
They don't. They make, they make you hot-headed, but like, does it cut off? Like, there's a part that feels disconnected in a scary way.
Yeah.
I wonder what it is. That's
Will you Google, do steroids make you disconnected?
Well, they just make you a fucking psycho.
Yeah, like, but it's like, I wonder what it is. I mean, I wonder if it's like a, if it like inhibits the cognition in your like prefrontal cortex or something like that.
A friend of mine wrote a book called Roids, Rage, and Redemption. He was Nitro on American Gladiators, and he talks a lot about the effects of steroids because he was on them that whole time.
Wow.
So it's a personal experience.
Yeah. Interesting. You should ask him if it makes you feel disconnected.
I will.
I'm curious about that. So Luke walks in. They go, here comes our favorite. And he just walked right up and stood on the podium like a psycho.
Yep.
Like he just stood there like he belonged. It was crazy.
To the point where all the guys assumed he had gotten
exactly.
Well, when they were at the rose ceremony. Yeah. So like they didn't know. Because she was about to hand out the roses. So they didn't know that he was already sent home.
But weren't how many roses were on the thing?
Two were getting cut regardless.
Because she got a fourth fantasy suite.
I see. So they didn't register that.
No. Yeah.
So that's the first time we were aware of the audience, was when he walks right up to the stand and they show the crowd laughing at him. The crowd, the Mental All crowd starts laughing at him. The jewel-toned ladies in the crowd. You've been to a Women Tell All?
I have.
Which one?
I have went to the one during Ari season where he proposed to Lauren and we all had to clap.
Now, was it, can I ask you, was it the night of that it aired? Like, did they film it that day?
They do film it that day. It's not as long as you think.
Because in my mind, you're held hostage for hours.
It's not as long as like a multi-cam.
Okay, that's good. Did you have to wear a jewel tone?
They do ask you to wear, they don't. Maybe, I wonder if they say jewel tone.
But like a bright, solid color?
They say bright, solid color, but stay away from these colors. And you're like, well, I guess that leaves me with fuchsia and turquoise
and emerald. Yeah, and bright purple.
And gold. And it's very much that.
Was it exciting?
It was fun. I was seated right behind Dean and Nick Viall.
Oh, my God.
And that whole kind of
group. How was it? Tell me something exciting.
This isn't exciting, but I will say before I went, someone said, oh, I heard that they will have you guys do a lot of reactions, and then they'll tape you doing these reactions, and then they'll just edit them in as real.
Right.
That makes sense.
They don't do that.
Okay.
I will say that they don't. The reactions that you always see are
real.
Are in the moment.
Okay,
I remember seeing that. Like, I remember being like, oh, that girl was like on the, you know, on my row, and I remember her acting that way or whatever.
Okay, that's good.
I will say, and what. I think I gave Nick Viall a piece of gum. I don't remember. He was much smaller in person.
He was. I heard he's hot.
Hmm. He's
everybody says
cuter,
he's hot.
He's better looking in person. I think on the show, I never thought he was attractive.
That's what people say. Like in person, he's kind of hot. Did you find him hot, Nick Viall?
He wasn't unhot, but he wasn't Tyler hot.
No, he was not.
Or Ben Higgins hot.
Oh, I hate Ben Higgins.
Oh. He's so boring.
He's the devil.
He's so boring.
Oh, my gosh.
He told both women that he was going to propose to them. JoJo's begging him, don't blindside me. Send me home now if you're not going to pick me.
Yeah.
And he lied to her face.
He was the first.
And blindsided her and sent her home on the fucking podium.
He was the. You're right. That's right. When she. And he was the first one to break the I love you rule where he said it to both. And then now everybody does it. Mm-hmm. Now everybody. Rachel did it.
But all the
Ari
decent bachelors and bachelorettes of the past 10 seasons send the person home that they're not picking the day before. They don't make them go through a rose ceremony. Mm.
Yeah, you're right.
That is purely ego-based. That's like, look, America, two people want to marry me.
Yes.
It's such a douchey move.
Yes, Karen.
And Ben Higgins did the douchey move.
Yeah.
I mean, I will never forget the fact that he tried running for Republican.
Not me neither. In Colorado.
Another douchey move.
And now he's hosting Bachelor Live on stage. Do we need to go? We got to go.
What is that?
Obviously, we need to go.
I looked it up.
What is it?
So it's going to be a live show hosted by Ben. It sounds like they're going to have other people
from the
shows.
We've got
to
go.
From the show there. And what they're going to do is they're going to take a guy that's from that hometown, and they're going to say to the audience, who here's single and wants to date this guy? And they have to go up there, and they're just going to kind of like do the show on stage. So they'll be like group dates, one-on-one dates. They'll have to do little competitions, and then the audience gets to help choose.
Right. So like, that's
they'll be like, who wants this person? Everyone will like cheer.
That's so,
like,
a great idea.
Is this how I'm going to meet my next ex-husband?
Yes! Oh, my God, the future ex, Mr. Kara McCullough. Prenup.
Oh, fuck yes. Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. Oh, my God, that's so exciting. That's a great idea. I like that.
But how long does that last?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering. I mean, they probably only bring up like six people. But that's what I would guess. That's, right?
I don't want in and out in under 2 hours. You're not getting more than 2 hours from me.
It's like the American Idol of Bachelorette or Bachelor.
I wonder who's going to go. I feel like Nick Viall will be there.
Especially for LA, yeah.
That's exciting. Yeah. I think that's really exciting.
It's at the Ace Hotel here in LA. In
God,
February.
We have to. Let's go.
All right, we're going.
And I think tickets go on sale on Friday.
Oh my God, let's go. Let's go. How much
we
are tickets?
It up.
How much are tickets? Okay, great. But, for real, let's go. For real. I'm not even kidding. We need to go. It's a write off. We have to go do research.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so exciting. That's really great. Okay, so there they are up at the podium. There's three men, two roses. He's like, do you know who you're sending home? She goes, yes, but it changed in a day. Meaning she was going to send one home and then she changed her mind.
It's so maybe Tyler was going to be Luke.
It was, yeah.
Oh, but in her mind, Luke was already gone. So she thinks there's only three guys left. So she thinks she has two roses, three guys. And they said, who? It changed in a day.
I think it's Peter.
Is getting cut.
I think she fucked him twice in the windmill and got him out of her system.
And now it's she's going to keep Tyler.
Was anyone else upset that it was only twice? I mean, it's your first night together. Yeah. You're 27. Yeah. Come on, bud.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get at least a third round in there. Come on.
Good for you. I like that.
It's a good way to think.
I need a more.
Maybe that's why he's going home.
Yeah.
What do you think? You think
she's a frisky gal?
She is a frisky gal.
Very frisky gal.
I like that.
She's unabashedly a frisky gal.
She really. I have to say, I really have enjoyed her the last 2 weeks. I think you're right. I think
she told basically everyone. Well, I guess she didn't tell Tyler she was falling in love with them, but she told Jed, which is kind of like hard to not see him as the front runner.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I think she's.
But Peter, I mean, I felt like she was. At the hometown, she was being like, you know, it was a very slow start, and it's still kind of like, I don't know.
Tyler, but then when she sent him home, she was like weeping. So maybe she thought she was going to send Tyler home, but now she's going to keep Tyler.
I think she's sending Peter home.
What if, counterpoint, what if she didn't sleep with Tyler because she knows she's picking him and she has the rest of her life to sleep with Tyler and she wanted to bang the other two because she's going to get rid of them?
Yeah. Thank you.
That would be amazing.
Thank you.
I did feel like the reason she didn't sleep with him was kind of a giveaway that he's making it another week.
Yeah.
I did feel that way.
But you don't get another chance to hump.
I just don't see him winning, though.
I don't either. Yeah. You don't get another chance to hump during the season. Like, also, this is your seasonal hump period.
He made a joke the other day on Twitter. He was at, like, some sex museum and said there should be a windmill exhibit here.
Yes, I love him.
If he won, are you going to make jokes about your bride-to-be, like, humping another guy?
No.
It's true.
No.
Or is he that cool and supportive and just faking us all out?
He could be that cool and supportive.
There's so many sides to Tyler. It's really hard to
predict. He seems cool. He seems cool. I will say he seems like he could handle – it seems like he and Peter get along well, and it seems like he could handle, like, that's my girl's journey, and if she needed to bone my friend in a windmill,
right.
I support her just exploring herself, and now we're going to Jupiter, Florida.
Jupiter, Florida. I remember when it was brought up when Jed said something, or when it was brought up when he, you know, when Hannah finds him, and then it's mentioned that he asked her about who she had sex with. They cut to Tyler, and he says something like, "What the fuck, dude?" Or something.
Or
he says something like that.
Like, I didn't hear anything come out of his mouth, but he looked a little disappointed that someone else.
He kept calling him a clown. He kept being like, "You're a clown, man."
Come on,
what a clown! I was like,
oh,
I love his phrasing.
He said, "What the fuck," to Luke.
Yeah.
Not about the fact that he didn't get any.
Yeah, that's
what I meant.
Yeah,
like, how could you ask?
How'd you ask that? Yeah.
Which I was like, I like that about you, Tyler.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what a clown. That's a 1950s.
Yeah. I like it.
He's
like it too.
Keeping it clean.
So it all goes back. Sorry, real quick. Like someone put quotes next to each other where it said Luke going, "I want to move mountains for her." And Tyler said, "She has the ability to move."
Yeah.
Mountains.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. I love him. I love him.
The way they view women.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So she has her genie dress. She walks down. Chris Harrison is like, there's fucking frenemies her and is like, there's three men to wrote, like, knowing full well Luke is waiting there in his crazy electric blue suit. And then she walks out, she goes, "Why are you here now? I can't." And he goes, "I can't go home until I talk to you and I get a few things off my heart." She goes, "Now." And then the audience is like, "Woo!" And then Tyler's like, "She said no, bro. Just walk back in line, man." And she goes, "Just go." And then he's like, "Hannah, I'm going to stand here all day until," she goes, "No, you're fucking not. Please get away from me now. I'm about to go psycho, so please leave." And he goes, "I need clarity now." And then she goes, "Well, I have clarity, and this is not about you." And he goes, "Well, I'm not leaving here until we're talking, and I at least have closure." And she goes, "You will leave. I already sent you home. That's not how this works." And then she goes, "I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not going to let you rewrite what you said the other night." He is. I've never seen somebody with less accountability for what he said. He doesn't. He says, like, "That's a blue cup." Okay, so you said that's a blue cup. I didn't say that. Like, he has no accountability ever. He's a psycho.
Which is weird because I'm like, it's being recorded.
Yeah. It's being recorded.
Does Luke not realize this is televised? Like, that's what's so baffling. Like, dude, like, we all saw it.
We saw it.
It's like, it's one thing if it's just two people.
Yeah.
And it's, it's just you two, and then you can kind of say that and try and convince the other person that they're crazy, that they're misremembering things. But it's like millions of people. Yeah. Like, we all have
it on
our TV.
You can't gaslight everyone.
That's the beauty for every woman who's ever been gaslighted, or every man who's ever, any human who's ever been gaslighted, to actually the beauty of having a recording of him saying, no, what I said to her was, I just asked if she'd slept with any. It's like, that's not how it went down, bro. No. Like, we saw what happened. That's not what happened.
My friend Joel calls him the Kellyanne Conway of the Bachelor.
Yes. Oh, my God. Exactly. They say one thing 30, and then 30 seconds later, be like, no, that's not what I said. It's only, like, you literally just said it.
Only after he doesn't get the answer that he wants.
Yeah.
Or if the reception is not as he expected.
When he realizes he's upset her, then he backpedals and he's like,
and
you misunderstood.
With the guys,
I'm so glad he's not my, like, older brother, that I didn't grow up in a house and where people clearly in the town admire him because he's the equivalent of, he came from such a good family. Like, like the equivalent of, because he looks blonde, he's got a baby face or whatever.
His mom's like 26 with gray hair.
His mom is so pretty.
What was that? Mom must have had him at like 15.
She must have. She's like an arranged marriage situation. Well,
they are, like, very religious. So probably 19. Yeah.
She looked like 38. I know. And she had, like, the prettiest long gray hair.
She probably had gray hair from Luke. And having to raise a fucking psycho.
Yeah, she was beautiful.
She was beautiful and seemed sweet. And you're like, how did you give birth to Luke?
But,
like,
you know what
is happening?
In my experience, not that I am the oldest, sagest of people, but when I meet psychopaths, I either think they either come from a family of psychopaths, or, like, where that they have only seen bad behavior.
That's true.
They've been physically abused or whatever, or they come from a family who thinks that the world revolves
around
them.
Better than everyone, like a Kennedy complex.
Yeah, and then it's like that they could do no wrong.
Right. Yeah,
that they're never held accountable for anything that they do wrong, and this entire family was like, he is the most amazing.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that there was even one person that maybe didn't like him.
Yeah,
and you're like,
I will say that what I knew, the biggest psychopath I knew growing up, who was like, who would, like, hold our head underwater in the pool and stuff, his whole family was psycho. And, like, so he didn't stand a chance. Everyone was fucked up in the family.
Yeah.
And so that kid was just raised with no morals and, like, parents that would fuck over, always in lawsuits with everybody, you know, just like,
literally did not know how to live.
Yeah. But you're right. Then there is the kind that's like, we're better than everybody else.
Yeah. It's the kind, you know, they grow up thinking they can get away with everything.
Yeah. Just never admit you're wrong.
Never get in trouble.
Just never admit it. No matter what, don't ever admit you're wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, so then she's like, no, don't, you cannot rewrite what you said, Lisa. She goes, he goes, how relationships work is through communication. And her face was like, what the fuck? He goes, my heart. She goes, this is not about your heart. You are so narcissistic. This is about my journey here. And then she took the rose stand and moved the rose stand.
That took it around.
Genius. Triumphant moment.
People were saying, tweeting to us, and everyone this season, our fans, the tweets have been on fire. Yeah. I mean, I narrowed it down to from like 100 something to like 19. I'll have to pick six to like, like there's so many good tweets, but they were saying that that was the fence jump of the season, but they couldn't show it because he was in the frame. Like, but like that I could have watched the equivalent of like watching the fence jump over and over. I could watch the rose stand move over and over. It was so clever. When she finally does stand up for herself, she's actually very good at it.
She is. Yes.
I'm not. She is.
She swings from wildly, like, submissive at some points in the beginning, whenever he was, like, trying to gaslight her, to, like, now it's just, like, rageful, like, amazing, put him in his place. She, so it's, like, a wide
unapologetically, range. Too. She, I love how she's like, I never once cried over you.
Yeah. No,
never.
She is articulate in it. She is not a people pleaser about it. And she took that stand. And she moved it around him. It was brilliant.
That was awesome.
You need to hold the cork part on to help with the lemons. You kind of like push it right there. You go, guys. Yeah. We have fresh lemon water here from my lemon tree.
But also after the podium move.
Yep. There you go.
When he was still there.
Yeah.
I was just dying for her. The next thing to come out of her mouth to be. Security, get this motherfucker out of here.
You saw her look to the side. You saw like Jed at one point look to the side like, why aren't you guys stopping?
Yeah, they're such dicks.
They're allowing this to happen.
Why are they not helping her?
Jed looks into the camera at one point.
Yeah, like they look like...
He gives us a Jim Halper and the camera actually zooms on it where he looks at the camera and goes... Like what the fuck? So zooms on him.
Then that psycho goes, did you or did you not talk to Colton? And then she goes, lay... And so then the guys, that's when the guys all circle him. He goes, lay your hands off me. And then Tyler goes, or what? Or what, man? And they, and then his fist.
Yes.
His little psycho fist that comes.
So he like looks at both of them being like, I have no fucking chance. And Jen goes, what are you going to do?
Does he really ball up a fist?
He balled up a fist.
Like Arthur.
Yeah. I missed it.
That's his signature move. The fist ball.
The fist ball is his signature move.
I listened to an interview with Chris Harrison before I came here, and he said him and a bodyguard type security were standing right next to the camera.
Oh, like Chris Harrison.
Which I think is
anything.
Why Luke kind of didn't say anything. Or I don't know, like he kind of didn't try and go forward.
Well, why didn't they have the bodyguard go remove
I don't know.
Them?
I think
they didn't want to. They loved this.
Yeah.
They knew
if it escalated to them all in like one giant like fight huddle, then maybe
but
they
were standing very close to each other.
I know. Honestly, I was like, take him out. Take him out.
Tyler,
don't you let him hurt Tyler's pretty face.
Tyler or Jed goes, get the fuck out, go. And then she goes, I don't understand why you need closure.
She gave him closure the night before. She said no.
Yeah, closure is get the fuck
how
out.
How is that not closure, by the way?
And then he goes, well, look, I knew the last few moments that was not your character last night. And then somebody goes, Tyler goes, you're such a joke, bro.
Don't tell her who she is.
I love it. I love his insults.
and then he goes, I don't want to be misunderstood. And then she goes, you know what? I did have feelings for you. And they lasted way longer than I wanted. And I paid for clarity. And the Lord has allowed that soul tie to be completely gone. What the crap happened the other night? Just no, you don't know how I feel. Then he goes, can you seriously look me in the eyes? She goes, what the fuck? She goes, yeah. And then he was like, okay, I'll excuse myself. And then the guys were like, dude, what a freak, what a clown. I fucking hate that guy. And then the Chris Harrison comes in and he goes, you were his wife. He literally had a ring in his pocket. No joke. He was ready to propose. And I thought, Chris, you are not being a nice guy.
I know. Why is he stirring the pot?
Why tell her, like, because he knows
she was obviously upset, so now he's trying to make her more upset.
Yeah, he wanted her to still like question it. Like, it's like,
I bet the producers were like, he didn't take out the ring to tell her that he had
right.
The ring.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Because
the producers are kind of evil this season.
Oh, yeah. Because Elon. Elon's gone. Yeah. We miss you, Elon.
I mean, it makes for good television, but it makes my heart hurt for her having to deal with that.
100%. 100%.
I couldn't tell if he was trying to be like, what a crazy dude, or if he was trying to be like, think about it.
I felt like, no, I felt like he was going, he's crazy. Like in his mind.
This guy was
going
to propose to
you. No, I felt like he was saying that to stir her insecure part that loved that he said, I love you on the first night.
Yeah.
Right.
I also feel
like
she's
got three guys saying, I love you. So that are good dudes.
And they're
going to meet two guys that are good dudes.
And they're
one is a liar.
One is a liar. They're going to meet the corpse of Neil Lane, and there's rings coming her way.
So, yeah.
Do we need an ad break?
We do need an ad break.
Okay, we're going to take an ad break.
Jed.
And we'll be right back. We'll be right back. Hold, please. Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I gotta take a pee break. This episode is brought to you by Care Of. Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. Make health and wellness a top priority this summer with the help of Care Of's monthly subscription vitamin service. Whether you're focused on glowing skin, boosting your energy levels, getting more sleep, or generally just being healthy, Care Of's fun online quiz asks you about your diet, health goals, and lifestyle choices and takes only 5 minutes to find out your personal, scientifically backed vitamin and supplement recommendations. Your personalized Care Of subscription box gets sent right to your door every month with personalized daily packs, great for a busy on-the-go lifestyle, making it easy to take them and stay healthy. There's also vegan and vegetarian options available to fit your diet if you're vegan or vegetarian. Care Of now offers protein powders available in individual packets for on-the-go and tubs, all personalized to your fitness goals and dietary preferences. I have to say, I've said this before, but I am a big fan. First of all, they're really cute. You don't have to travel or like deal with like 18 bottles of vitamins at once. You know, they're all in one. You just like, okay, this is Mondays, this is Tuesdays. And they put like your name on it and little quotes and they just throw them in your bag and go. And it's great for traveling. I filmed the movie that's coming out, this Satanic Panic. It was all night shoots and everyone had the flu and I took my Care Of. I always get sick and I was the only person on set that did not catch that demon horror movie flu. So I think, I don't know, but to me, I like the main difference in my life was that I was actually taking Care Of vitamins. So I liked it. For 25% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins, go to takecareof.com and enter promo code ROSE. Again, that's takecareof.com and promo code ROSE for 25% off your first month.
Bone zone.
Let's get in the bone zone, guys. Grand, we're back. Okay, wait. Can we say it? So Luke had an Instagram post.
Yeah, so he did a few. He like posted some things on Twitter. One of the things that he said during his interview, where he goes, "A man should be the spiritual leader in a marriage. That's not an issue of inferiority, but an issue of assignment from God."
I can't.
Yep.
I can't.
And then he posted like a photo of them on Instagram and wrote this whole thing about how he saw her on Colton season and how religious she was, and he knew this is the woman for me.
He still is. Yeah. Buying that narrative.
Yeah, and he's like, you know, the first night I made her a Proverbs 31 bracelet.
Oh my.
On my hometown date, I brought her to the Bible study, and I talked about how God transformed my life. Hannah on the date stands up and tells the group her story of how she was convicted to live a life in pursuit of Jesus. She also told them that she wasn't going to use the fantasy suites for sex, but for conversation, no matter how ABC made it look. First of all, why would she say that to a group of fucking strangers? And then he goes, I had to go back and fight for her. I believed in my heart she was making the biggest mistake of her life based on what she was telling me.
By the way, I'm sure there were cameras there that caught that if she said when she did not say that.
And he goes, I wanted to know.
I have trouble believing
him. I know. And he said that to her at one point, and he's like, didn't you say this? And she goes, no, I didn't fucking say that.
And of course she didn't.
Wait, you have trouble believing someone who thinks he's on assignment from God?
Yeah. And he goes, I wanted her to know that we could get through this, and I was there for her.
He's such a psycho. He's such a psycho.
He really is.
So then she kicks him out. Jed's there with his tight pants and goes, oh, I'm so proud of Hannah. She's so badass. When she took that rose stand and moved it forward, but then Peter said the puke show is over, and for me, I could never marry a man that made a puke Luke joke. Like that to me, I can't. That's not funny.
He's not a witty guy.
I can't. Like, then don't make a joke. Like, I don't care if you're not funny. Just don't try to make a joke. And if you're going to make the joke, don't do puke show.
Yeah.
It's not a good one.
No, it's not.
It's a bad joke.
I also didn't like that.
It's not even a first joke.
Jed said she finally listened to me.
Yeah.
Like, no, she listened to herself.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
And then they had Luke pacing around on the grounds going, I still don't understand, to himself. And then he comes out. So now we're back. Here we are. We're in the audience. You guys ready? We're in the audience. There was no applause when he came out. There was like three people.
It was like a smattering. There was like three.
Why weren't there outright boos?
Yeah.
Like, if we'd been booze, there, we would have been like,
boo, fuck you. Yeah. Boo. I hope you die. Smite on your house. Boo. A smite. Boo. Fight. Fight.
So then he goes, how are you feeling? It was more silence on like his thinking. His thinking was
well. It's
insane.
Part of his disconnect. He's just like, I don't know how to spin this, so I'm going to sit in silence trying to think of something.
And they were questions where he should have instantly been like, no, of course not. And the fact that he had to think about it is like proof that he just does want to control women and
then
doesn't
think
about it.
And then he chose that, and you could see him decide to get choked up at one point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was trying so hard.
He decided, like, that move, like, I will look, I'm going to look, like, he picked the wrong time to look weepy.
He also was clean shaven, and I wonder if that was because he wanted to look
appeal to the jury,
less
like a baby
less
face,
like a
less like a DreamWorks villain.
Yeah,
he has the eyebrows of a DreamWorks, a villain in a DreamWorks animated
absolutely.
Movie.
Strong brow.
Those eyebrows.
Well, and he had that tight clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did look like a DreamWorks.
Did you
villain.
Also notice he had acne, which is another side effect of steroids?
Huh. Oh, that's interesting. So they should come out and they're like, what were you hoping for? And he was like, clarity or closure. I'm like, isn't that the same thing? Like, what's the? And then he was like, Hannah was making a huge mistake and that sent me home. And they're like, well, I think she thought you were judging her. He's like, I was fighting for her. And they're like, well, that ship had sailed. And then he goes, I just wanted another say. And he just kept changing his story.
Apparently, in that Chris Harrison interview I listened to, he said that Luke went silent on them. They couldn't communicate with him after he left Greece, and to the men tell all, they like couldn't really get in contact with him, and his brother was being his like communicator.
That's exciting.
They think that his brother like prepped him and was like, take your time before answering questions, like really think it through because you look
he
crazy.
Might have wanted to hire a media coach who doesn't live in Gainesville.
Like, don't answer honestly because your honest truth is insanity.
Exactly.
He goes, I'm just saying, I didn't get to see her straddle or mount or swap saliva with other guys. It's like, I don't want that in a future wife.
Then don't go on the show.
That's what he said. They were like, and Chris Harrison's like, I respect that. So why didn't you just walk away? Like, that's okay if you're not okay. Like, it
like,
is
when
weird.
You found out the answer, why didn't you leave?
Yes, and look. It's a weird situation. If we were all dating the same guy, we all loved him, and I knew, like, the 3 nights before he fucked 3 of my friends, maybe that would be hard for me to deal with. I get it. He's not crazy, but, like, okay, so you're in this situation. You're finding that it's hard for you. You found out she did. You're saying you're going to leave. So leave.
Yeah.
So just leave. Like, if you can't handle it, and you're in it, and you're like, I thought I could handle it, and it turns out I can't.
You were gonna leave.
Like, so leave. Yeah. That's okay. Like, do what you say you're gonna do. Have a fucking backbone.
The and irony. Go ahead.
When like Chris was saying, is this hypocrisy? Because he's obviously had sex before, and then he said, not at all. Think about what you're asking.
Like, he was so condescending. He did that a couple times, like really condescending.
Think about what you're asking
to Chris.
He goes, I'm allowed to be a whore because I'm a man.
I made a mistake. I made Hannah out to be the perfect woman, the perfect wife. Then Chris Harrison asked about the faith, and then he smiled to himself for like 20 seconds. And Chris goes, what are you thinking?
And he proceeds to also not answer that question for another minute.
What is your father and her father? Oh, your faith and her faith. Silence. And he got choked up. That's when he chose to get choked up. And he goes,
over religion.
My feelings were real. I told her I loved her. And that's a commitment. And that's why I went back. It was just a misunderstanding. I was shocked. Yes, I had pride and narcissism. I'm working on that. I'm still in love. My feelings for Hannah haven't changed. She's not my person. It was just like, do you feel like you made any mistakes you want to change? He was like, no. Yeah. What a psycho.
That was a bad answer, which he immediately took back.
Yeah, of
course everyone rebelled against him.
Yeah, I mean, like, hey, you just said you wouldn't do anything differently. Yeah. What the fuck, dude?
So, yes, because it made me a better guy. It's like, no, it didn't.
Yeah.
You're
we see no evidence
worst.
Of that.
Yeah.
Well, there was some sounds in the audience that then he went and glared at. And he was everybody all right?
He's like, you done?
Yeah. He was
glared at the audience.
He glared.
I wish there was a fist cam on him the entire time.
Yes.
Like in the bottom screen.
That fist.
If I was Hannah, I would, no joke, get a restraining order.
For sure.
Because, like, he seems like he's going to kill her.
Yeah.
He's going to stalk her and he's going to kill her. Like, he's really... I we always said Chad was scary. Chad was nothing compared to this guy.
Yeah.
Chad was pretty scary, but he didn't make it as far.
He didn't make it...
He didn't make it as far.
A stalker.
He seemed like a murderer, though, if you remember, like, deep in... Like, if you really back in there, there was a few times... He was actually... In the woods with Alex, like, the blueberry and paper
plane. That's true, yeah.
And then when he went... Yep. And then when he went... To paradise. And he shat his pants.
Yeah, he was scary, but like this is like different. This is more like I'm gonna snap one day and kill you.
Yeah, like he's gonna take out all his anger he has on Hannah on a different woman.
Yeah,
who like he traps.
Yeah,
that was great last night when Mike said your future wife's gonna be a prisoner of you.
Yeah,
yes, Mike.
It's true.
So then he goes, Rhode Island was a turning point for this guy. And he goes, look, I did tell bold-faced lies with Luke S. He actually admitted that twice, which I was surprised about.
I think he was coached for that.
Yeah. That was like his one thing he was going to concede to.
Yeah.
The one, literally the one thing, because he mentioned it a few times to be like, I'm such a good guy, guys. Look what I'm admitting to.
Because I'm, by the way, because they had it on film and we saw you fucking pounce on that guy. That little Nick Vial guy. You attacked him. he goes, I said, I watched it. I also didn't like that Luke P guy on camera, but then there was off camera. I felt like I was on a rescue mission for Hannah. And then they said she needs to be saved. He's like, whoa. I said from these guys. Not from, like, he just has no accountability for his crazy. But you know he believes that.
Oh, yeah. Wholeheartedly. That's why he's so scary.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, like, when he says, going back, when Chris says, you know, if you don't want that in a woman, someone who's going to sleep with other guys, why didn't you just leave?
Yeah.
And then he said he didn't leave because he wanted clarity.
Yeah.
And for someone who insists on wanting clarity, he had a very poor way of explaining that part.
Yeah. Basically, it's like,
Clarity on what?
I think it was like, I'm not leaving until I win. Like, it's not, the clarity is, I get her. Like,
I win my woman.
And that she, and clarity is, I'm a bad girl for fucking those guys. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's the, and it was weird. I was like,
he wanted to, like, spank her and, like, put her in, like, the fucking shame dungeon.
Her slip up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because she slipped up. Yeah.
And then put her chastity belt on.
Yeah. And then, like,
attach that to a chain in a garage.
Yeah, begs his forgiveness. And then,
only allowed up for Bible study.
Yeah. that's what the clarity he wanted.
He also kept saying things like, you know, we're gonna get through this together. Yeah. Like she made this mistake and I'm willing to forgive you and then we'll get over it together.
About him, not about her. Decision is wrong. She doesn't know what she's saying.
So then the matador from the back, Devin comes out in the craziest jacket of all time. That bright red with the black, like the
with the white embroidered rose.
It was like a matador. So crazy. He flies out in his matador
suit.
He looked
hot, though.
He did look hot. I like Devin.
I think he's really hot.
I mean,
I think he lives in L.A.
It's interesting because they clearly already filmed Paradise. So it's like, maybe he's auditioning. If he's not on this season, maybe he's auditioning to try to get on next season. Like, I feel like guys make a big splash to try to get picked for Paradise for the next time.
Up their Instagram followers. Like, who was that?
Who was Devin? So then he comes out. He's like, this is Devin. Some men want an independent, strong woman. And then there are men that want a woman they can control. I feel right now that you want someone you can control so you can feel better about yourself. And the audience was like, woo! He goes, I think you want the type of woman you can put on a shelf in a glass case and pull down when you need her. And the guy, and it was just, and then he was like, give me a second. And then it was just silent. And then he was silent.
There's a lot of dead air last night.
When Chris Harrison asked him, do you want that kind of woman? It could have easily been like, No, but he's like, let me think.
Exactly. He takes too long on these questions.
Which means that you know he does. And then he was like, wait, let's think about the answer. What is the answer that people want
to
hear?
Let me get to my Gainesville. My coaching. My coach.
Oh, dude, the people who commented on his Instagram post, so many of them being like, good for you, Luke. Way to stand in your faith. Way to stand up for what you believe in. We're with you. Team Luke. And I'm just like, and then there's like fucking thousands of comments under those being like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
It's just it's very divisive.
I may be a coastal elite, but he lives in a goddamn bubble if I've ever seen
it. That's the fucking bubble. Yeah. He goes, Jesus Christ. I do want an independent woman, but may I say a man is supposed to lead and guide in a relationship.
It's great to see every woman in the audience slowly just like veins snapping in their eyes,
women just like
wanting
fuck?
To kill him.
And then he goes, look, the guys, I had a target on my back. The guys could tell the first few weeks, they could tell that I had it in the bag. And then Mike came out, all the guys came out, and like, Mike was so smooth last night. Oh, Mike was not smooth on his dates with Hannah, but he was smooth with the guys.
He's so hot. That smile.
Is Mike going to be the Bachelor, guys?
I would love it. I would love it.
I would, too. I actually feel like he stands
that
a chance.
I think it's between him and Peter, and they're trying to figure it out. And
I think they should pick
social media.
They should pick Mike. I think it would be a really...
That would be so big.
It should be
big. I think he wants a wife.
He does want a wife, and he's a nice guy, and he's thoughtful, and I love his... He was so... disappointed that he didn't get to show his world of women.
Yeah.
His sister his grandmother and his mother. He was just all the
queens.
His queens. His three queens. He needs a fourth queen. I mean, that, what a narrative. Look, if ABC went off-roading and picked Hannah, like... They could have easily picked the other Hannah, the little button-nosed Hannah. Like, maybe they'll roll the dice and, like, be... Pick Mike.
I could see it.
I think they should.
After last night, I could definitely see it even more.
But remember, we all thought Hannah was kind of a nightmare after the last one, and they picked her. What if they freaking pick Luke?
No, they won't. They would never.
People would...
It would be a revolt.
Trap women. I mean,
that would literally be endangering women's lives.
I think it would be like a mind.
I think they're
going to
pick Mike.
Yeah.
I think Mike is going to be the Bachelor. I just got chills.
Oh, you feel it.
I feel it. I look at my hair. My hairy blonde arms.
Oh my God. The Lord has
spoken. My hairy blonde arms. Look how hairy they are, and they're standing up.
I also like that he's a little older. I'm kind of sick of these 24, 25 year old dudes. I've been looking for a really long time.
I know.
Yes. And you're like, I'm like,
yeah, you're right.
I'm sorry. You were born, what, 1990? When?
Yeah.
Peter's 27.
27. So that's even a little better. But like, 31. I said last night, I was like, Mike's age appropriate.
Yeah. Because for a while, Nick Viall was 36. Yeah. Ari was 36.
No, the guy is always a little older.
But you know what, though? Ari wanted someone who was like 21.
Yeah, he's disgusting. I know. He wanted like an 18-year-old.
He would have loved it.
How cute is young Becca? Young Becca had her baby. That baby on Instagram is so freaking cute. Young Becca with the hoop earrings.
The big earrings.
Yeah. Her baby's really cute. She had a baby, and it's adorable.
She was 22, right?
Yeah.
She's a really gorgeous gal. So
yeah, she's
I'm not
so
surprised
cute.
That baby is super cute.
So then Mike goes, Luke, you are a narcissist, you're cantankerous, and you're a misogynist. Your future wife is going to be imprisoned by you. And if you don't learn how to something.
I thought it was great. He said you put the target on your own back.
Yeah.
You ostracized yourself in the group. Like you could have easily not been throwing other dudes under the bus and then lying about it to everyone's faces.
He did such a better job than Connor, who goes, look, I respect that you were here and you're confident. I respect me, but fuck you, man. I was like, that's not the way to look.
I actually really enjoyed that.
You did.
It wasn't
not only
elegant.
Really fun to look at, but I just like He's always been so nice throughout the whole show.
Fuck
it was
you,
nice
man.
To see him just like kind of like
psychopath.
Be a little rough. Yeah. Try to be a little rough. Yeah, he gave him some strong words. He called him a liar, a manipulator, and a psychopath.
Yeah. It's true.
I love his voice. It's all like really
He's got nasal fry.
Yeah, I mean, look, no, don't make fun of him because he's got an underbite, though.
Does he?
Yeah, he definitely has an underbite.
I've never known. No, but I don't notice the underbite.
He definitely has an underbite, which is the way that, which I think is the reason why he talks like
that. No, I don't think it's that. I think he talks with vocal fry.
Where is he from?
Ed Vell's
like. It sounds like he's a little so-called, bro.
Yeah. It's a little John Paul Jones.
It just sounds California to me. Yeah.
So then Garrett goes, I don't accept your apology. It is her decision, man. This is not about Luke P. This is about Hannah. And then he goes, look.
Wait, who says this?
And then, Grant. And then Grant, he was super hammered and unemployed, but then he goes, no means no, and got a good round of applause for that.
And go means go.
Is he really unemployed?
Yeah. And then Dylan.
That's his job title.
And then Dylan says, it's 2019. You got to wake up. You can't talk to a woman like that. I mean, true story.
Yeah. Who said that?
Dylan.
Dylan,
he's like he was shorter, he's real cute.
Yeah.
Ah, right.
And then Cam goes, I'm thankful for you, man. You're making me look good. You're making me look like a saint. Cam, nobody cares about you. Like,
no
you can
cares.
Try.
We all, like, no. literally forgot about Cam.
Yeah, we don't care. And then Luke P goes, look. So Luke S did apologize. And he goes, why did you do that? And then he started to answer. And then crazy Mateo goes, look. He's been punished for his actions.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
I mean, I appreciate
it. Who is he? I don't remember
he's
him.
He's fathered 140 children, and he guzzles gallons of milk.
Yeah. He's the guy
Mateo?
That...
Mateo?
Yes.
The guy that is a sperm donor.
He's... But we only know that because we read the bios. Like, they never said it on air, but he's fathered 140 children, and he gallons...
When did he get sent home? I don't
early.
Even know.
Early.
Yeah, it was third episode, I want to say.
Okay, so he did make it past first night.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then there's just like, look, I just wanted to say about the Christian faith thing. We needed to be on the same page. I just wanted to be with somebody else, but there's a right way to do it. Oh, that was one
Jonathan,
of the guys.
Right?
That was Jonathan. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We had chats that we were on Christian. We were both on the same thing, but there's a right way to do it. And then John Paul Jones with his profession of John Paul Jones and his hair flip, I loved how they made it seem like, I mean, clearly they've already filmed Paradise and he's clearly the grocery store Joe of Paradise this year, where like we didn't know him that much on the show, but like he's going to be a breakout hit from Paradise. And I love the hair flip, and I love that they're like, no one had a better time on the show than John Paul Jones. I'm like, you didn't air any of that.
Yeah.
And Chris Harrison's like, you probably don't remember any of it. Like, was he getting hammered the whole time?
Yeah.
Is that why they didn't air him?
Somebody texted us that he was really shy, and apparently, did you say that? Did you send me that?
I don't think so.
That could have been an email that somebody sent us, that apparently he said that John Paul Jones was really shy and he was like uncomfortable with the attention he was getting, and he was grateful that Chris Harrison was nice to him.
Aw. He did seem like he was a little not used to it. He didn't seem like he loved it.
Yeah.
In a bad way.
He was sweet. He goes, I appreciate it. It's all attributed to you guys. I appreciate the good vibes. And then somebody screamed, I love you, John Paul Jones. Can I have a piece of your hair?
The girl with the shirt.
That felt like an actress playing.
Yeah.
She was mic'd up.
Yeah.
She was mic'd, yeah.
With the WWJP.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that felt like somebody hired her. And they're like, because I think they're trying to... I think because this season got so dominated, we were saying before we started, like that whole back row, you're like, wait, who are these guys? And I think because Luke dominated so much of the show, we didn't get to know a lot of people.
Right.
No one else got any airtime.
Nobody else got any airtime.
I think a lot of them are going to Paradise.
I like Garrett. He's sort of boring, but I like him.
He was kind of a shit stirrer, though.
I was Garrett.
He caused some trouble.
He's the guy
he's
that,
the
like...
one that Luke threw bologna at him.
Yeah, and he's like, you will not...
He's a golfer.
I do.
They
like
naked.
Garrett.
They naked. Like they naked. Bungee jumped.
Yeah. He was a little bit of a shitster, but
Well, it's like when Luke S went home, they needed a 2-on-1. I think it was supposed to be a 2-on-1 with Luke S, Luke P, but then Luke S left himself. So I think
they had to turn.
I think they poked Garrett to be that guy.
Yeah, but he was always on the right side, so I. You know what I mean? I'm like, there were times I'm like, you are going to get yourself kicked off by doing this. But however, like, you do seem like he does, someone needs someone. I because it kind of bothered me how Peter was really silent about the Luke issue.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He was vocal sometimes when he had to be, but it was like only when everyone had said everything. He'd be like, I agree.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, yeah, where Tyler or like Mike was just stepping up and being like, yeah. You're wrong. You shouldn't treat her like
in front of people.
Right. So then she comes out and Mike goes, look at you. You're throwing smoke today. And then he started giggling. And he wanted to know. I'm so glad he didn't ask why, what's wrong with me? What can I work on as a man? I'm so glad because it's like if she's not feeling it, she's not feeling it. Like you didn't do anything wrong.
It's like you're never going to hear what you want to hear anyway.
No, it's never like, oh, I didn't like your bad – you made a joke about puke and I was out. They're never going to be honest.
You're never going to be
honest. You're going to never be honest.
Yeah. I don't know. Also, he was very – he wasn't super confident in that one day. It's kind of like he started to like lose it a little. And be I'm just so happy.
No. He was like, a weird giggly – cool, he was like a giggly schoolgirl.
Yeah.
He was too – upbeat and happy. Nobody wants somebody that's not a little bit of a chase. He was too in, too giggly,
too available
too ready to put a ring
Join
on it
my
like
queen.
Yeah, it was like a little slow your roll a little bit. But he'll be Michael for Bachelor.
You gotta be like Luke. You gotta be a little like emotionally manipulative.
No, so don't be like that.
So we watched the whole
Tyler be a little mysterious.
Yeah. We watched his montage of his journey and he got teary eyed and then they cut back to the studio and he said to Chris Harrison, sup, bro. Oh. And then Chris is like, it just sucks when someone says you deserve to be fiercely loved. It would have been amazing. But like, why wasn't that me? And he still loves her. And then that was it. I want a Jesus Still Loves Me windmill shirt. I just want to say that those ladies were wearing in the audience.
Yeah.
I saw those.
I Googled it. You can buy them online. They're $20. They're pretty great. So she came out and she was really amped up, almost like she was drunk. She's like, I'm really glad to see you guys.
Oh, she went in pageant mode.
Yeah.
I thought it was weird when he's like, is it weird to tell you your ex-boyfriends? And then she was like, she looked over and she's like, oh. And it's okay, well, you knew they were there.
Yeah.
Actually, none of them are her ex-boyfriends. I think she was thrown by the question. Yeah. She's like, no, they're all in Greece. What are you talking about?
Yeah, right. Because she barely knew any of these guys.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the Connor and Garrett.
And Luke.
And Mike.
But I mean, like, in the audience, like, there last night, like, I felt like those were the three that kind of
had a relationship.
That had a conversation with
them. Yeah. She was like, you know, just to back it up, you know, my relationship with Luke, it really kind of took away from these guys. And then she said, I think I was just feeling really insecure about being the bachelorette in the first place. Which I can see.
Yeah.
I think that she's watching how she dealt with Kaylin. You can see she felt not quite good enough or the number two or like disappointing that she was worried that guys would come out and be disappointed that it was her.
Yeah, I thought that was a strong, honest moment.
I agree with you. Yeah.
I appreciated her saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, I would feel the same way. I would worry that people would be like, oh, we wish it was whatever. Like, oh.
Are you here for me or are you here to be famous?
Yeah.
And she liked that there was one guy who was like,
yeah, that was her safety blanket.
I'm here for you.
And that makes sense. Like, and like, I think he's psycho enough that like, and a lot of people are there to get famous. So I could see that hooked in for her.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe like he's her physical type or whatever. And then they had the shared faith. She goes, you threatened me with it. You used it. It started out as a good thing, but then you threatened me with your shared face. Like, it was the same words, but then, like, you twisted it around. And she didn't like that.
As one should not.
No. So then they'd ask about the fantasy suites, and she's like, look, Luke is really obsessed with sex. Who am I going to have sex with? Like, she goes, it's not like I'm sitting around the whole time going, huh, who am I going to have sex with in this fantasy suite? And it's not even your business to ask me. The fantasy sex isn't just used for sex, Luke. You didn't have one, so maybe you didn't know. I will not put up with being slut-shamed. That may, I guess I may be a woman of faith, but that's what grace is for, because we have all sinned. I've sinned, you've sinned, you sinned. That's what grace is for. And she goes, it's not just about the physical. It's about, like, connecting for me. And then he left.
Yeah, he, yeah. But, like, he literally left.
It was so weird. Like, it's like it was after commercial break, and he just, like, got. Like,
he left during the commercial break.
Yeah, he left.
Yeah.
And Mike was like, we all have your backs.
Yeah.
That was so weird.
And then didn't Chris Harrison be like, he had to catch a flight? I don't know if that was
true. Yeah, that was a joke.
Okay. I think that was a joke.
I think he just knew that she wasn't going to let him talk anymore. Yeah. And then he was going to look like an asshole. So he's like, I'm going to cut and run.
Maybe his brother was like, at one point, you just get up and go.
Right. His brother texted him like, this isn't looking good.
Yeah.
You got to get out.
As your publicist, as your media strategist.
Well, by the way, he literally also has been doing, his brother has been doing interviews.
No.
What?
No.
Yeah.
Tell me, have you seen one?
Yeah, he's like, I just can't believe how they
edited it. It's always the edit.
Such a poor edit.
But like, you behave that way to give them the footage to edit
right.
it.
Yeah, that's what I'm also.
You and can't edit those words into someone's
like,
mouth.
Yeah. This is how I also can tell when there's a lot of times on the when it's a bachelor and there's women and then there was like a woman villain and then you find out later like that. They actually have friends. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that a third of the house is friends with them. And you're like, and you know they're not a true villain. It just means that they didn't get along with certain people.
Yeah.
What's like, Luke, it's like every single person hated you.
Yeah. Everybody.
That is not edited. And that means everyone who saw everything hated you.
And aside from Cam, all of these guys got along with each other.
Yeah.
All of them were friends.
Literally.
All of them.
I actually kind of like that the camaraderie.
Me too. That's why I like The Bachelorette, because I love watching the bromances. Although we it was kind of missed out on this year because like
Tyler and Pete had a bromance, I think.
But like the silliness that would air like when they went when on JoJo's season when they went to Europe with the Vikings, and then you had like Dean and Alex like fighting at the Vikings, like we're the Vikings, and like you would watch them doing some fun challenges together.
They became friends.
Tyler seemed like he was friends with people. I mean, he and Dustin hang out all the time on Instagram. Yeah. Like, but they always posting photos together.
Dustin? But they didn't air it.
Nose ring.
They usually air it, and it was so.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
All it was,
well, it was all Luke. Yeah.
So then Garrett was like, look, I was upset with you for a while, but then I saw that you were misled. And then she goes, and then they were like, yes, you were misled. Do you wish that you had, like somebody had said something to you? She goes, I thought about that, but I know. But he goes, well, we were scared. And she's like, I am scary. Because she didn't listen. They would try to talk to her about it. And she'd be like, stay in your line. But then she goes, I think a lot of women can relate to toxic relationships. And it took me a while to remember my worth, and I had to figure that out for myself. And I don't regret it if it's worth it, if somebody else can see this and maybe get out earlier. We've all been in bad relationships.
I like that she said that.
Me too.
He was maybe a little coach, but I like that it was out there.
I agree. Have you all had toxic relationships? I have.
Sure.
Yes. Where you look back and you're like, God, if that happened, like there was one in college where I look back and I'm like, God, if that happened to me today.
Yeah.
I would be like, well, fuck you. Like, literally, he would, like, one day be like, oh, my God, I like you so much. And then the next day be like, you're really crowding me.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, dude, like, just last night you said you really liked me and wanted to spend more time with me.
Yeah.
And I look back at that now. I'm like, oh, I would just be like, peace out. I'm fucking done with you.
I had a terrible boyfriend in my early 20s. He was awful. I'm pretty sure he was sleeping with somebody. Like, he was just, like he would just show up after work. Like, he just started showing up at my house. I was like, wait, did you, like, move? Like, first of all, are you not paying me rent? And, like, did you just come straight? Like, did you move in with me and, like, get rid of your apartment? And, like, not even ask and you're not paying me rent?
Oh, my God.
Like,
the stealth move in.
Yeah, like, did you get rid of your place? And, like, where's your portion of the rent? Like, and we didn't talk about it? And you're fucking somebody else? I remember reading about him. There was like a New York Times wedding announcement, and like it talked about like when they began their romance. Like,
this is the ex.
This is the ex. And it was like 6 months before we broke up. It's like they met at a dinner party in August.
My
and it's
God.
Like,
God.
We broke up in February. Like, they met in August.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
God.
Yeah. We met in like we didn't break up till like 6 months after that.
He's a peach.
Pizza peach. So then we have John Paul Jones. She's like, are you sorry you didn't, like, they were trying to make him more of a character. And she was like, just do you, John Paul Jones. She goes, don't tell me what to do, Hannah, which I enjoyed. And then they had the blooper reel. I enjoyed Jed laughing at the cameraman as they're making out.
that was
the last time I liked Jed. That was the last time I liked Jed.
I'm a little out of the loop here.
Okay.
About the guy. I know that I've been seeing that he has a girlfriend. Okay. But I was in Korea when all this news broke.
All right. We're going to have Karen tell you what happened.
Give me a very short rundown.
Apparently, he had a very serious girlfriend that he told he was only going on the show to promote his music career and that he'd be back in 3 weeks and they'd be stronger than ever.
And he was with her the night before he went into the hotel, and there was text like, I love you, I love you, I love you.
And then she ran into him in a bar in Tennessee and was just like, what happened? And he's like, I didn't know what to say to you.
And
then she went to People Magazine.
But then beyond that, apparently, so he had a serious girlfriend.
Do we have receipts of these texts?
Yeah.
There's like screenshots and there's photos of them. So like he
people
like texted
broke
her.
The story. Yeah.
But even beyond that, apparently he cheated on this girlfriend. He took her to, like, the Bahamas or something. And 10 days before they went to the Bahamas, that's where he first told her he loved her, he slept with another woman. So that was, like, right before this woman. He was dating.
So he cheated on the last girlfriend that he had.
And that's why his parents were so, like, checked out on the hometown date.
Yes.
They were super checked out.
They were like, the truth is important. Right.
I also think she was on pills. The mom felt on pills.
The mom was very...
Well, because she knew she had to act.
Yeah.
So she was probably like, I need to take a nap.
And the sister hated her.
The reactions to the mom were just so slow.
And her bangs was like, well, I don't know. He's just one of many, and you're the bachelorette.
You
like,
say that to all
and then,
the
guys. And then she's like, I don't actually. She goes... Oh, that's nice.
She was scary. She was super fucked up.
My God.
But yeah, that moment with the cameraman was cute.
I enjoyed John Paul Joan Peck practicing Yas Queen.
Oh, yes.
That was the funniest thing.
And then when
Dylan,
and then when he accepted the role,
he did it.
But wait, did they air that?
I don't know.
They never aired that.
A lot of the a lot of these John Paul Jones clips were things that they tweeted or Instagrammed.
I see.
Like later on, like the cutting the hair off and the Yas Queen, and there was like one other one where they would like put it out as an extra little bonus thing on Twitter.
So
why
then
would they make him redo the Yas Queen?
I know, that was cute.
I thought he was trying to get it right himself because he was just by himself. Yeah, and other dudes were looking around like,
I agree with you. I agree with you.
Yas Queen.
I wonder if he'd never heard it until he got into the Bachelor House.
And then he's like, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Yas Queen. Yas Queen.
So there was something that Hannah said to Luke about fruit that needs to be grown.
Yes.
What was that?
I think that was a bit, because he apologizes, because he kept trying to be like, I apologize. I apologize. Like, and nobody would ever accept his apology. She was like, I don't believe you. I think you're a tree and there's still more fruit. I just, come to me when you've grown more fruit.
Like, you have to grow. It felt very, like, Bible reference.
Yeah. It felt like you haven't, like,
mixed with the metaphor.
It sounded like grow a pair and also, like, come to me when you actually have changed yourself. Because right
now,
these are just
words. Go to intensive therapy and realize you are a sociopath.
Yeah.
And eat more fruit because you seem irregular.
He doesn't believe in therapy, though. They just believe in praying. Yeah. Like, remember when he got dumped, he was like, may I just pray
over you?
Can I jizz on your hair?
Okay, so then she goes, one more thing to the Bachelor Nation. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for how long this took with Luke. I'm sorry for the TV time. It's my fault.
Into camera.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so the Luke P show is canceled. It will not be renewed. God bless the United States of America. Roll Tide. She had me till the end.
Yeah, I was like, you didn't
have to. Of course she had to say that.
But I have to say, for a lady that couldn't even do a toast, I feel that she
did a lot of toast.
She's coming to her own. And I like that she apologized. I like that she took ownership of her part. I did believe that for whatever reason, he had a hold on her and that we've all had those toxic relationships. Like, you're not done until you're absolutely. And once you're done with them, you're done. But like, it takes what it takes to get these horrible people out of your system. I like that she apologized.
Yeah,
I did too.
She had a big character like evolution throughout the season.
Yeah.
It
was
a lot of
long
work.
Ride to get there.
It was,
but it was a good payoff.
She
did.
She got there.
And she was articulate. And like, even her doing the slut shaming speech and even if she was coached, she remembered what she was coached in, and I bought it. I don't think she's that good of an actress.
Like, yeah,
I
seemed like it all came from the heart.
I agree with you.
Yeah. that she agreed with everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she believes in everything that she said, and I do like that.
So what's going to happen next week? Next week's the parents. When the guy said, I think you're settling, in my mind it's like you're settling for Jed because he's a stripper slash sidewalk performer.
Right.
And that's what I think the dad is saying settling about. And she's all upset. And I think...
because Peter's got a job a dad would love.
Yeah. Yeah. And Tyler
does Tyler, too. No one would ever settle for Tyler. Yeah.
So I think that's about Jed. And whoever the parents don't like is generally who people pick.
Mm-hmm.
They generally, if the parents love someone, they don't pick them.
I've seen that.
Always.
Or if they do pick them, they dump them. A really long, uncomfortable edit.
Yeah.
Because I'll watch it and then pick the other one.
So question. All right. I know we already went over this, but who's going home next week? Who's going to meet the parents? Jed is going to meet the parents and?
I think Tyler.
Karen?
You think Tyler's going home?
No, I think Peter's going to go home. I think Tyler.
Who do you think's going home?
I don't fuck, maybe not.
I think Peter's going home.
Do you? I think Tyler's going home.
I think.
I think,
it's so hard. I don't want either of them to go home.
No, me neither.
Oh,
you have to pick one.
I have to pick one. All of them.
You have to pick one that's going home.
Okay, I'm going to be an optimist. Now I'm going to say I hope Peter goes home because I want to see Tyler a little bit longer.
Me too. Mm. Anna, who's going home?
I think Peter's going home and Tyler goes to the next round.
Great.
But then
it's a two-night finale. It's a two-night finale.
But
so I guess
the preview showed her falling down, like running away from the proposal, falling down in flats.
I'm wondering,
was she in flats?
She was in flats.
I thought she like tripped on a sidewalk on heels.
I thought she was in heels. I thought the running and falling down was because she couldn't break up with Tyler or Peter.
Yeah,
I think Jed's gonna win.
And I feel like Jed's going to win, too.
And I think then she has to learn about all this shit with the girlfriend. Yeah.
Do you think they're, like, still together then?
That's so let's talk about it. Let's say if Jed wins, they're not still together.
I feel like she doesn't end up with him.
Because I was watching last night thinking, in my mind, if she did pick Jed, I was actually watching last night for a woman whose heart had been doubly broken. You know, like, she picked Jed and then... this all happened. She seemed okay.
She does
also
seem
remember
okay.
At the end of every Men or Women Tell All, it's usually like, so are you happy with your decision? Are you in love? And they're always like, yay. So maybe last night her whole I'm sorry America was a diversion, so we didn't notice that Chris Harrison didn't ask her
say it's a special two-night finale, and then we promise we'll answer all the answers of the rumors you've been hearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he said the most dramatic finale.
But he said the rumors.
Like,
meaning,
talking about Reality Steve?
But to me, that means the rumors are probably about Jed. Like so that means either Jed won.
Or like she finds, we see her finding out?
No, she knows. She obviously knows because she lives in this country. But like we see her reaction to talk. Or maybe Jed has a chance to address the rumors.
Yeah, they must. Even if he doesn't win, which is unlikely, I think they'll still make him talk
about
it.
Yeah, they'll bring him up on After the Final Rose. Even
Chris Harrison will give one of his 2020 interviews.
So let's say she picks Jed. Are they still together?
I don't think so.
I don't either.
I don't know.
That sucks.
That's a hard thing to know.
To go through all of those people and to have like Peter and Tyler as your people at the end and then like pick, like you could have picked Tyler and then
you have to support him.
And then you pick Jed that you have to pay for. And then he sucks because he seems like he films like a good guy. That's he presents well.
But he also seems like a dum-dum.
Who does?
Jed.
He's no more dumb, but at least he can write music. Like that.
Can he?
I don't think he can read music.
No, but I mean, like, more than, like...
He
like,
can play the guitar.
He can play the
you
guitar.
You don't need to read music.
I
want to
be your Mr. Right.
But I mean, like...
They're not
like,
his song.
He's
no.
not a... I mean, she's not a rocket scientist.
No.
What is her job? They never mentioned
it. Interior designer.
Mm-hmm. How come she has never brought that up?
I don't think
she's
it's real.
She's literally never brought it up.
I don't think it's real. I don't think it's real.
Except
she's
for
a pageant
that first
queen.
Night, the guy who that she kicked off was like, I know you like design, so I wanted to like design our future home with you. And then he got kicked off and
but
never
remember
spoke
the night
again.
She was mad at them and was telling them to stay in their lane. She said, none of you guys know shit about me because we only talk about stupid shit. And I thought, I don't know shit about you either.
Yeah.
You
don't,
tell
either.
Us anything.
Yeah, you
I
don't.
Do wonder, like, when I mean, maybe they don't shit on camera, but are they ever just like, oh, like, what's your favorite food? What TV shows are you watching? What kind of music do you like?
Who did you vote for?
Yeah.
Important
that'd be my first question. Yeah, who did you vote for?
And that's then actually interesting. During Becca's season, Jordan the model was the only person who literally said, what do your weekends look like?
Yeah.
And that, I was like, wow, that is the first time anyone has ever asked anything, and it came from, like, Jordan Cuckoo Head, the model.
Jordan asked that? that?
Yeah, he said, what do your weekends look like?
Wow.
And she was like, I go to church, I go to brunch, you know, like just.
I do feel like they don't show us some stuff. I feel like they talk more and we're not seeing.
When Rachel was on, we knew, we all knew without a doubt Rachel was a lawyer. She brought it up. She talked about it.
Yeah, that's true. She loved to talk about it.
What did Becca do? Becca was a PR person.
Yeah, she's like a publicist.
Well, no, it actually was at a really good firm at Minneapolis.
Okay, I was going to say, but that's something you don't talk about that often, so maybe
apparently
that's
they're
why.
Moving to, like, San Diego or something.
Really?
Yeah, or something.
Because, like, I mean, I guess if it's a job like a lawyer where it does come up a lot, that makes sense.
But also you could tell because she was really good at, like, interrogating the guys.
Yeah.
Like, DeMario.
And apparently, like, everyone said, like, when... Well, I think we talked about it on here. Arden heard it. Like, when they went into the fantasy suites, she had a list of questions. Like, are you in debt? Who did you vote for? What's your stance on this? Like, she just had a
list. Who did?
Rachel. Oh. She had, like, a list of questions.
Who did you vote for?
I think that... I'm just saying,
tell me
like
every
that.
Person you but, voted like, for since you could vote.
Are you in debt? That's such a good question. If you're going to marry this person and you find out, I'm $500,000 in debt, you're going to be like, never mind.
Right, yeah.
I'm not going to marry you anymore.
Take that on.
Yeah. I think that's really, but she is a lawyer, you know, so she's smart as fuck. But,
you guys, what a treat having you on. We're going to do Tweet of the Week, and where can people find you?
You mean like online?
Sure, wherever or your house.
Because I'm at Costco a lot. They can find me there.
Are you?
They can find me at Irene Choi, IRENECHOI, on Twitter and Instagram.
All right, is there anything you want to promote? It's season 2 of Insatiable this fall.
Season 2 of Insatiable is coming out this fall.
Sometime. Ms. Karen, what do you want to promote? Where can people find you?
I'm on Instagram.
Great.
Karen McCullough.
How do you spell that?
KarenMccullah. Uh-huh. I have a bunch of things about to go, but I can't them because they're not announced yet.
Can we say it and then cut it out? Okay, great. That's exciting. Will you tell us off the air?
I will.
Great. Okay. That's exciting. That's so exciting. I'm so happy for you. Tana, Katie?
Go adopt a dog or a cat.
Yeah, that's always good
advice. Yeah,
the do you LA have any recommendations?
All the LA shelters are very full right now. They are in desperate need of adopters or fosters or... You know, you could go where I got my dog, Downtown Dog Rescue. They have a lot of great dogs that are so cute. Yeah.
I'm going to be in Insatiable Season 2 this fall. I also have a horror movie coming out in September called Satanic Panic. Ooh. And another movie coming out called Boy Genius. And I will be at some DC comedy club in January.
You still don't know?
I haven't looked it up. Okay, here's our tweet of the week. There's so many to pick from. I'm just going to randomly pick... Now, this is predicated on remembering that Devin is a talent agent. Okay, ready? Here we go. Number one, Emily Asbury, at Emily Asbury. Ironically, Devin is now representing Luke P. for commercial and print. Chris, Chaz, at Thorium_Dragon. Devin's jacket tells us that he is just here for his dueling pianos lounge singer career.
Devin.
Ronnie at Rontanome Bay, an audience of women going wild for exceptionally average men being minimally decent to women is peak 2019.
Yeah.
That's
pretty good.
That's a good one. John Paul, okay, this is from 2.0 at Shelley 2.0. John Paul Jones saying he enjoyed taking off work to be on the show. Isn't his job being John Paul Jones?
Yeah.
Seth Vatt at Baseball One. Fantasy suites aren't used for sex. That's what windmills are for. Shazam at ShamSham213. I guarantee we're going to see Hannah's glorious pick up the podium move in the next debate. My money's on Kamala Harris.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, this is from Megan Corbin's at Meg Corbs. No one, literally no one. Luke, I want an independent woman who thinks for herself just as long as she knows that I lead and control the family.
You know, that makes no sense.
Oh, my God. Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. One good thing about Luke P. being on The Bachelorette is he's going to be triggered by seeing windmills for the rest of his life. No more putt-putt for you, biatch.
That's my favorite so far.
Megan Korb back at Meg Korb's Bachelor Live on Stage. Sounds like the perfect idea for a new Black Mirror episode.
Oh, my God. It does.
Okay. There's so many good ones. Sham Sham at Sham Sham 213. Maybe Luke has trouble staying in his lane because there are no paved roads in the 4th century.
Yeah. Real.
Oh my God. Sham Sham at Sham Sham 213. We all think Luke P takes steroids to get huge muscles, but maybe he's just trying to kill the boner he gets every time an ad for The Handmaid's Tale comes on. All right, I'm going to narrow it down that one. Sham Sham at Sham Sham 213. We all think Luke P takes steroids to get huge muscles, but maybe he's just trying to kill the boner he gets every time an ad for The Handmaid's Tale comes on. And another Sham Sham at Sham Sham 213. Maybe Luke has trouble staying in his lane because there are no paved roads in the 4th century. 4th century or Handmaid's Tale?
4th century.
4th century.
4th century.
4th century.
Oh, my God. Sham Sham at Sham Sham 213. You win. Maybe Luke has trouble staying in his lane because there are no paved roads in the 4th century. Incredible. Like us on Facebook. Like us on iTunes. We got so many nice reviews this week, which I will read in a second. I got a nice T-shirt mailed to me by one of our fans. So sweet, with a card. And this woman's name is Natalie Levy. She has a website you can go to, which is at shesindependent.com. But look at it. It's a This Is What a Feminist Look Like T-shirt. And then there's a tiger on the back.
Oh, nice.
Right?
Cute. This is what a feminist look like.
Yes. And she's so sweet. She loves the podcast. And their mom passed away this year. And she said that since losing her mom, she moved from San Francisco to Colorado to be nearer to close girlfriends. And taking time from work, she decided she needed to do something more mission-driven. And she said the term growth, traumatic, post-traumatic growth. And so that's why she's doing it. And so thank you so much for the T-shirt. It's really cool. You guys can find her at her website, shesindependent.com. And we got all sorts of fun emails. Oh, please. Sorry, guys. One second. Okay. Gina S. sent us an email, rosepodcast@gmail.com. Hi, Arden and Weeks of this Rose Pals. I've literally never written an email like this, but I wanted to share how much your podcast means to me. I've always loved watching the Bachelor franchise with friends, but listening to your podcast has brought so much more fun and joy to my life. I saw your live recording in San Francisco by myself this year and took a picture of Will's jacket to show a friend. I've listened to all your old episodes when I want to laugh. All your co-hosts are fabulous, but there's a special place in my heart for Steve Heitner and Kyle Dunnigan. Well, we appreciate you listening. She sent a sweet thing about JJ. Thank you so much, Miss Gina. We appreciate you. And we got some really nice reviews on iTunes. We appreciate nobody scolded us for eating. Mud 723, 5 stars, here for Horny Hannah. I've committed myself to the daunting task of listening to every Bachelor Recap podcast out there week after week, and I can confidently say this one is the absolute best. It's hysterical and unspoiled, which are my two most important criteria, but Art and the Gang provide different takes on each episode from what you're hearing everywhere else. I refresh my podcast library every week waiting for you guys to pop up. Thanks for being my favorite. So there's, thank you so much. We appreciate you guys. I guess we'll be up on Thursday because it's a two-night episode. It's Monday and Tuesday
next week. Yeah. Yeah.
Guys, and then Paradise starts. Okay, 2 seconds.
I'm so excited.
How about Demi being... I love it. I love Demi and a lady, finally.
I love it.
It's about time.
It looks
like
twist.
There's like... Who's the guy that's like running on the beach acting like a madman?
I couldn't figure out
who that was.
It looked honestly...
in a fight? That's what I was trying to figure out. They were like, they showed like of a fight, and then there was one guy like running, trying to attack somebody, and it kind of looked like Mateo, but I don't think it was Mateo.
And then
it just looked like a dude with like dark hair and kind of like blue eyes.
It looked like he was running at Jordan, maybe.
I couldn't tell. It was like,
I thought
so
that
fast.
Too.
How about the fact that there's like fights and controversy going on with this sweet guy that was like dating emotional.
Yeah, Derek.
Derek is fighting with people. How could
it looks like he proposes to another one, which might be that he's a serial proposer.
Yes. Oh, was he engaged to Taylor?
Emotional intelligence. She got a fight with Corinne during.
She was the really annoying.
She was really
therapist.
Annoying. She was so self righteous.
And then there was also how about the fact that somebody emailed us, and I think it might be accurate, that the guy whose mom dated the school coach. who Blake. That Blake apparently hooked up in advance with like three ladies.
Yeah. And then with three ladies.
I think he'd hooked up with like two or three ladies before they even got there.
Oh my God.
I think Tayshia.
And then Christina, the Russian.
Christina. And then there was one. And maybe Kaylin. I think
Hannah G.
We showed him making out with a lot
Kaylin
of
hooks,
girls.
It looks like Kaylin hooks up with Dean.
Oh, that's Dean. And then she seems like his type.
Mm-hmm.
God, a lot of drama.
But then like, Demi hooks up with Derek, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I love Demi.
Which may ruin her relationship with the woman. Yeah.
I know.
Who was the woman?
Apparently. Don't. I don't want to know. Okay, wait.
Well, she called her by name, but it was hard to hear.
Okay, wait. But then, it's so exciting. But she said, I think I'm ready to spend the rest of my life with this woman, which is, yeah.
And then she said, I don't want to lose you, blank. And it was like, you want me to say it?
She said it on the ad?
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd she say?
It sounded like Haley or Kaylin.
Oh, my God, Kaylin.
Wait.
No.
Yes.
Haley.
No. Haley, the twin. Right?
Oh.
Wait a minute. But we saw Haley with...
There was also the hot Canadian was Haley.
But that was Haley.
She did the podcast. Hot Canadian
but then
Haley
had,
did
like,
our
a
podcast
boyfriend or something.
But
maybe
that was a
back
while ago.
I don't remember any Haley.
Haley did our podcast. Emily. Haley did our podcast. She was a hot Canadian.
Haley and Emily were the twins.
Oh yeah, okay.
So they keep bringing them back.
The Vegas twins.
Yeah. Who's the guy whose mom dated the coach?
Blake.
That's Blake.
Is he our new?
He's the new Dean.
James Taylor.
Oh,
like where he went sliding into everybody's DMs and getting
dirty.
Or like
Taylor.
Luke P.
He was
not
the,
Luke. The other
JoJo
Luke,
season.
Like
the country
singer
like
who
really
was dirty.
Sweet guy who then just like
was a dirty dog. He fucked everybody.
Wait. He did?
We met him in Nashville. He fucked everybody.
Yeah. He like talked about it. Like,
he used
like,
our show to be like, I realize what I've done. And then apparently asked for a bunch of girls' numbers.
Yeah. So I guess he'd been on a podcast like expressing his shame and regret over fucking hundreds of women. And then that's like it had come out like the week before. And then that night he still hit on a bunch of women in the audience.
Yeah. He got a bunch of numbers.
Yeah.
Just like, I don't think you've changed.
Well, what a journey. Guys. We're almost there. I like that we don't know. Like, there's still an I don't know factor to this.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope Judd doesn't win. I'd be so happy if it was Peter or Tyler.
Yeah, me too.
I hope it's Peter.
Who's gonna be the Bachelor?
I hope it's Mike, but I don't know if he will be.
Who do you think? You have to put your money on it. Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be?
All I think your Peter. Money.
If I had to.
All of your money. This is where your money's going. All of it.
Mike.
Okay. Anna? I think Mike, too. I'm going to say Mike. I think it's Mike.
I think Tyler, because ABC still is somewhat racist.
What about Peter?
I don't know. Peter's, I don't know.
He falls in the category of what they pick, basic.
Yeah.
I think,
Who are they going to pick?
I'm hoping for Tyler, so I'm going to say Tyler.
All right, Katie.
I mean, it's going to be either Mike or Peter, and I would love for it to be Mike, but I do think ABC is just not going to have a black guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's going to be Peter just because, like, I mean, maybe they will. I don't know. But I just, like, I could see them just playing it fucking safe and being bitches about it.
Agreed. I know. Agreed.
They're too scared.
It sucks.
Well, thank you so much for doing the podcast. We love having you on. Will you stick around for a picture?
Yes, we will.
Okay. Yeah. Until next week. It'll be up a day later. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. When you accept this rose, oh, when you accept this rose into your world, oh, will you accept this rose?
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/One Love to try it free now.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.